We have on the line with us now Susan Schabowski. She is the Merrill Lynn Conservancy's newest board member. She's the teacher and director of the BVRA's Nature Preschool, very involved in education and making sure that young people are challenged, taught to be creative and communicate, and just grow up being a pivotal part of our community. And she's helping to oversee an activity that's coming up this week. So thank you so much for calling in, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Merrill Lynn Conservancy. Pardon me?
One little correction, though. I'm not actually with the BVR Nature School anymore. I'm working this year to really expand nature-based learning to a lot more people, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this particular event.
Okay.
To get more kids outside.
All right. Fabulous. Well, yeah, thank you so much for that update. Well, thanks for all you're doing then, widening the scope. Yeah, BVRA reaches certainly hundreds of kids, but there's thousands who also need the message. The Merrill Lynn Conservancy and Union County Historical Society hosts a winter solstice campfire and lantern walk this Friday. So tell us a tiny bit about the solstice and then about this week's event.
So I, in preparation for this event, you know, my family hasn't really celebrated the solstice, but a lot of people celebrate the solstice all over the world and have done so for centuries. And it's the point where our day, most people know this, the amount of daylight we have is as minimal as it will be for the rest of the year, and then the days start getting longer again. So in ancient times, this was a very large ceremony, and lots of people, Native Americans and many cultures, still see the solstice as a pivotal part of their seasonal celebration. And it's a nice way to reconnect with what's bigger and broader around us, in terms of thinking about earth and land and gratitude for food. And back in very olden times, they were thinking much about surviving a winter. So there were a lot of ceremonies surrounding the solstice.
So like
but
most...
For us,
oh, please, continue.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like most of your education activities, this will be particularly interesting to young people.
Yes, yes. And because maybe some children and families have never really thought very much about what the solstice actually means. And for them to get a little bit of an education about the position of the sun and the earth and what really makes this shortest day of light in the Northern Hemisphere will be interesting for them. And often the solstice was celebrated with fires and campfires, so we're including that aspect. And to be honest, I borrowed the idea for this event from a land trust in Maine, the Harpswell Heritage Land Trust. Lots of different conservation organizations do a solstice celebration. And it's really simple and sweet, and there's not any focus on gifts, just spending time together. And the idea is people come with a lantern. We actually had a lantern making workshop yesterday at the Heater Center, and kids and families came and they made a little lantern to come back hopefully on Friday evening and bring. We'll have luminaries for a short walk through the woods, and then we'll all come back and gather at a few campfires for some singing, some just visiting, and a few, hopefully some tasty things to roast on the fire.
All right, it is this Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's at the Dales Ridge Trail, which is located out at 1471 Strawbridge Road just off Route 192 west of Lewisburg. It's the Dale Angle Walker House that is owned by the Conservancy. And so that's taking place there this Friday. And I guess to further proof that hope abounds, by the time that you are there for this walk and this observance and the campfire, the next day is going to be a little bit longer, so the days will already, you know, microscopically, just by a few seconds, be a little bit longer, right?
Right. And the word solstice comes from the Latin sun and sestare, which means to stand still. And that's because for a few days, the day right before and the day after the solstice, at noontime, the sun at its highest point to ancient observers appeared to stand still. So I think that's kind of interesting when we think about the solstice. And then, yes, the days start to slowly get a little longer and a little longer.
Yeah, further proof that hope abounds. We still have the coldest portion of the year to endure, but at least the sun will be making a recovery at this time. Now, you talked about outdoor education and young people. Why is this so important? We know some schools and some classes are standing out in this area in our public schools, but a lot of kids, my observation is we could do a lot more. We could convey a lot more of this type of education.
Yes. In nature-based learning, we have a saying, there is no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. And we really have everything it takes to go outside in Pennsylvania in all months of the year. Winter is no exception. It's sad that sometimes schools have 32 degrees as a cutoff because, you know, kids can really be comfortable outside, and it's so good for them to be outside and appreciating everything that nature has to offer. You know, nature's a very unexpected place, and lots of surprises can happen because there's so much life around us and changes from the seasons, even in the winter. So getting outside for a nice, cool, crisp evening, smelling a campfire, these are all things that can connect people to nature. And, you know, maybe some people are not used to going outside in the winter at night. But it's a place where we can all kind of get back to our roots where, you know, human beings pretty much since the dawn of time have spent most of their time outside. So when we get back to that, we sometimes feel very peaceful and connected because it's kind of where we came from.
Well, I think for most kids, you really don't need to do much to nurture good outdoor education. You just need to just somehow satisfy their existing curiosity.
You are absolutely right. Nature education is so simple, especially for the youngest kids. All you really need to do is put them outside or find a way to support them being outside, making sure they have the proper clothing and taking the time to do it. It's absolutely magical to see kids outside, to watch them follow their curiosity. They really are so interested in the tiniest things that we might not notice, but they notice. I've always felt incredibly inspired to be with children outside. And it's also, I think parents don't realize how easy it is to watch kids outside because all you have to do is bring them out into the forest or some interesting natural area. Even if it's not interesting, they make it fun, and their discovery is really inspiring to witness for anyone who's with kids outside.
All right, well, please come back and visit us again next month and the month after and talk about this important topic. Bring guests or young people. I think we should explore this still further. Please make a pitch for folks to attend this Friday night's Winter Solstice Campfire and Lantern Walk near Lewisburg.
Yeah, I hope people from far and wide will come join us. The event is held in Lewisburg, but the Land Conservancy is not really a Lewisburg organization. It really serves a very broad area, and this event is open to anyone who wants to come join us. It's free. You do not have to bring a lantern with you. If you want to make a simple lantern and find a pattern online, you can do that. We made some simple origami lanterns, but there's many different lanterns a child can bring. We attached ours to a stick so they can take a walk through the forest with a small light at the end of a stick. But we hope you join us for a very simple community event outside, free and family-friendly.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan Chapalsky. She's on the board of the Maryland Conservancy and experienced and trained and certified educator for young people, certified by the American Montessori Society, among other accolades and good plaques that she's got on her wall. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Susan. Thanks for all the information, and hopefully a lot of people will see you Friday night.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
Do appreciate that. Susan Chabowski on the line. If you need more information, just go to linconservancy.org. That's L-I-N-N Conservancy, C-O-N-S-E-R-V-A-N-C-Y.org. And you can get more information on the Lantern Walk.